The Wrangell cross country team continues to improve as they head into this week's regional meet. The boys team placed second out of the Class 3A schools at last weekend's Ketchikan Invitational. The girls were able to field a team for the first time all season and play seventh out of eight teams. Patrick Howell continues to set the pace for the boys as he tied his second personal best at the meet. Wrangell coach Monty Bunis says he was impressed with the boys' performance in Ketchikan. He says the team has performed well above his expectations.
We've gone from being a possible fourth place team to a real contender, and most of it is due to the fact that these guys are just improving their times every week, and more so than other teams. So we're really in a good spot right now. So we'll just have to see how it all shakes out next week.
Kyle Groshong and Kent Johnson both shaved a minute each off of their season best. On the girls' side, Amy Gladjoe and Michaela Rooney broke 24 minutes to turn in the best times for Wrangell. Bunis says Tiffany Merritt and Talia Davis continued to run steady races. He says despite the team's finish, he was happy to finally field a full team, which is sort of a new experience for Wrangell.
Every one of my girls that went down there, all six of them, set personal records on this particular race. So again, we're peaking at the right time, and if we can just keep them going for another week, we'll see how it goes when we get up to Juneau next week.
The cross-country team now heads to Juneau this Saturday for the Region 5 meet. The course features loops around hills and uneven terrain. Bunis says Sitka will be the favorite going into the meet. He says it will be a dogfight for second among Wrangell, Craig, and Mount Edgecombe. For KSDK, I'm Tony Gorman.